For CGLO News, I'm Zach Jutra. Projet Montréal's leader, Luc Rabouin, announced that he has found his second-in-command. If he's elected mayor of Montreal, NDG's borough mayor, Gracia Kasuki-Katawa, will be the president of the executive committee. Rabouin called the role a key role for the administration when it comes to delivering its priorities. In the role, Kasuki-Katawa is going to take on the housing and homeless crisis.
For us, it's really unacceptable that people who, you know, built the society for the past decades, our elders, or our families that wants to raise their children in Montreal, or even people who lived here all their lives and they want to, you know, maybe end up their life here as well, they cannot afford Montreal anymore. It's not acceptable.
Rabouin said Kasuki-Katawa is the right person for the job because she has the experience at both the borough and city levels. He says it's something someone in the role needs. Rabouin also says she was able to help the NDG neighborhood, which he says was once dysfunctional under former borough mayors.
It's a very complex neighborhood, and it was a total dysfunctional neighborhood.
Mess.
Mess. All these years, from Michael Applebaum to Sue Montgomery. And Gracia succeeded to make this borough work. And now we are talking about development. So it works well, and we are looking forward to go further with Gracia Kasuki-Katawa.
Rabouin French also added that Kasuki-Katawa was one of the few borough mayors who raised their hand and was ready to take on modular housing for the unhoused population. This decision was taken under Valerie Plante's administration. Modular housing is something Rabouin and Kasuki-Katawa plan to expand on if they're elected.
So our chief said, we're going to have 500 more of those in the city. So we're going to have to tackle that really quickly. But also we're going to have to make sure that we unite, all our partners regarding homelessness in the city to make sure that we continue to have a clear plan to fight that.
Kasuki-Katawa says she plans to follow the recommendations of a city commission report that was released in January of this year. One of the recommendations of the report says the dismantling of encampments should be stopped. However, the Plante administration said dismantling encampments was a last resort that could still be necessary at times due to safety concerns. Rabouin says the modular homes will help those on the street or in tents transition into permanent housing. The municipal election is being held on November 2nd. The latest polls show Projet Montréal leader in second with 15% of the intended vote. Ensemble Montréal is in the lead with 18%, and Transition Montréal is in third with 7%. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO on Spotify.